Welcome back to Real and Raw with Ben Taylor. I want to be able to take this time to be able to just open up and share what's going on in my head, what's going on a day-to-day basis. So many times people get locked into this idea of how they need to be perceived or how they need to look or how they need to feel and continue to make a mask or a facade or a different image than what's actually real. So part of Real and Raw with Ben Taylor is this whole aspect of trying to just show you what's going on underneath the surface, what's going on internally, what's going on mindset-wise. Because my job is to be able to take all of the shit that's inside of me and be able to put it out there so people are able to see this is just a regular guy that's struggling with stuff that I am struggling with too. Maybe this is different fears or anxiety or limiting beliefs or mindsets or things that are currently keeping you stuck inside of a toxic relationship, inside of a toxic mindset, just inside of a place where you don't want to be and you're not sure how to be free. This is what I do every single day, is helping women get free from narcissistic abuse, helping men get free from the narcissistic traits and tendencies that they've had for such a long period of time, of showing up how I've shown up, as a liar, as a cheater, as an abuser. If you're a guy today and you listen to some of my podcasts, you listen to what I talk about and you resonate with me, then go to rawmotivations.com. If you're a woman that struggles with being stuck in a toxic relationship and you're not sure how to be free from that, then go to rawmotivationscoaching.com. Because I want to be able to provide ways for people to find liberation, for people to be able to find a way to be free from the toxicity that they're in or involved in. This is a part that I struggled with for a long period of time. I looked for people who would help me. I looked for people that I could reach out to, the people that I could help with my accountability piece, people that could help change my mindset, my thought process, and I couldn't find it. In college, I knew that there was something that I struggled with, and I struggled from going from woman to woman to woman. Like, there wasn't a piece of where my life would just stop. But I would be with one girl and then that relationship would start to slowly fall apart. I could see it coming to an end and I would start a relationship with someone else. And I knew I needed to have some level of accountability. So I sent an email out to eight different guys asking for help and accountability. They responded, about six out of eight responded yes. And so we jumped into an accountability group, had a whole chat that we could go back and forth with. And inside of that, what I realized very quickly is that other guys didn't want to be accountable. Here was me trying to reach out, trying to be accountable because I knew something was wrong with me. I didn't know what it was at that point, but I knew something was wrong. And these other guys faded away. Like, it fell apart really quickly. And I kept looking for other groups of men that could help me understand, that could help me actually be a man, that could tell the truth, that could show up in a positive way. And I couldn't find it, no matter what. Until I got to a place where I was involved with Wake Up Warrior. And my journey there has been the single most biggest thing that has transformed my life, because it taught me at a very ground-based level to stop lying. And inside this place of stop lying, it established a new connection with my wife. It opened up a new communication with God. It opened up a new direction that I could actually move forward with my purpose, with my vision of who I actually was. But all of this came to a place of joining a challenge, of walking through, of being coached by men like myself now that are going through a place of saying, if you want to be a man, you need to stop lying. And so part of my journey has been investing my time, my energy, and my money to be around men that are growing, developing in this area of standing up as men, of not being liars, and moving forward in all aspects of life. Men that are developing physically, men that are developing spiritually, men that are developing their relationships and their businesses. Inside of all of this, I've realized it is worth every ounce of my time, of my money, of my energy to be in the room with these type of men. So as a result, this last year, 2023, and this current year, 2024, I've gotten to the place where I go and I spend time with these men every single month. Because I found how important it is for me to be around other men that are connected to God, that are connected to their wives, that are growing, developing inside their business, and that are moving forward physically. All of that is important. All of that's essential. We call it the core four: body, being, balance, and business. Being able to have all four of those domains of life rise is incredibly hard. Because majority of the time, people are able to focus on one, but being able to focus on all four at the same time is literally impossible. But that's what we do. Inside of this, I've realized my job is to get around these type of people to help expand me so that I heal and I grow myself and so that I expand who I'm able to talk to in the business that I run. I'm a coach. I work with women that are trapped in narcissistic abusive relationships, helping them find freedom mentally and emotionally. I work with men that are narcissists, that are liars, that are cheaters, that are people that have shown up in such a negative way, they don't know how to fix it anymore, just like I didn't know how to fix it. Inside of all of this that I do, it has come at a high cost. Now, we can look at it just from a piece of it being a cost. And that's what most people do when they look at coaching or they look at a education or they look at different pieces. A lot of people look it through the lens of it being a cost. In 2023, it cost me just to be a part of the group and to be a part of out there every single month, $37,000. That's not including airfare. That's not including car rentals. That's not including lodging while I'm out there. $37,000 just to be in the room, just to have weekly calls, just to put myself in the proximity of men that are rising, that are growing, that are developing, and the mentor that's helped me the most. $37,000. I want you to consider for a moment, what is the most you've actually invested in you? What's the most that you've actually put into your growth, into your development? Maybe at this point, it's just your education. Maybe it's the fact of you went to college for something, or you went to medical school for something, or you went to whatever it might be. But to invest in coaching, that seems a little far-fetched, right? Like that seems a little crazy to actually think of it in that regard. So let's break it down a different way. In the past 4 years, I've been going to therapy. 4 years of going to therapy every single week. Now we break that down every single week. You're looking at almost $31,000 every single week. Why? Because I'm committed to change who I am. Like I'm committed to change the person that I used to be. The transformational process that has come has not come cheaply. It has not come with just a price tag where I look at it being like, oh, this is going to cost me. No, it's come with a piece that realizes this is an investment that is pivoting my entire life. This changing who I actually am today. You see, so often people look at the cost in the moment. Oh, this is going to cost me X. But they don't take a look at where you're going to be in 5 years because of this decision. Where you're going to be in 10 years because of the pivot that you're making right now. Because the healing that's actually happening, because the transformation that's taking place in your life in this moment, where are you going to be in 5 years? Now, calculate that cost. Calculate the loss cost of you not doing a change now. So that's why I keep investing in myself. Because as I keep investing in myself, it keeps raising the bar of what I expect for other people. It keeps raising the bar of what I'm showing up, of how I'm charging, of how I'm growing, of the quality that I'm investing in other people. I'm taking information from $37,000 and I'm switching it around saying, how can I actually impact the people that I serve with the same information? How can I help them grow with the same contributions? How do I help them develop piece by piece? That was last year. This year, same thing, $37,000. So when we look at this, we're looking at $74,000. In last year and this year, you add on therapy for the past 4 years, we're going over $100,000. Then you look at some of the personal things that I've done, investing in my mindset, my thought process inside my business. And even this past year, 2023, we're looking at easily another $30,000 to $50,000. Then you might be thinking and sitting here on the podcast being like, why is he talking about all this money he's invested? Because I need you to understand how serious I am about transformation. I need you to understand that I don't take time and waste time for a bunch of meaningless bullshit that's not helping me grow and develop. The same way that I coach, not letting people waste time with things that are not helping them actually move forward, but pushing them in a way that's developing them into being the person that they're called to be. This is not an easy process. but it's a process that I hold people accountable to because I've done this process and I'm going through this process and this process will continue over and over and over again because my job as a coach is to help you rise. I had someone the other day that shot me a message inside of the app and was just frustrated. They're like, I don't feel like I've gotten my money's worth. I don't feel like this has helped me the way that I thought it was going to help me, the way that you said it was going to help me. And my response was just pretty upfront, simply showing and saying, you're right. It's not the money that it's worth because you haven't shown up. You haven't actually done what's required. You've disappeared for several months and then come back wondering why the program hasn't helped when you haven't actually been doing the work on a day-to-day basis. You joined, you got a quick fix on a couple lessons, and then you disappeared. And then I sit here wondering, where did you go? What happened? Reach out to you multiple times, trying to be able to re-engage, trying to be able to bring you back, trying to be able to help you move forward. And then you come back several months later wondering, well, it hasn't really helped anything. No shit. Simply because of the fact that you haven't shown up and you haven't done the work required. But the difference is I know what the work is and I know the work required to be able to transform. Why? Because I've been doing it for the past 4 years. I've been doing it extensively for the past 2 years. I've been doing it to a high, intense, expensive investment level for the past 2 years. And so I expect more. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to meet people where they are. It doesn't mean that I'm going to judge them for struggling or anything like that. But it means you have to be willing to put in the effort if you want the results. It's like someone that goes to the gym and they go to the gym just to watch everybody else work out. And then they leave and they're like, whew, that was a good workout today, but they haven't done anything. Then they can easily wonder, well, why hasn't my muscle grown? Well, maybe because you haven't lifted any weights. The reason why I'm passionate about what I do is because I've seen it work in my life. Because I've been transformed from the inside out over the past several years. And because I know how I'm pushing myself, I'll never try to push someone as hard. Because I know I'm going nonstop, pushing who I am to become a better version of me. So when I ask someone else to push, I'm not even asking you to push at my level. I'm not asking you to invest $100,000 into you. I'm asking you to invest just in yourself. $5,000, $10,000, $3,000, $20,000. What does that investment need to look like to get you to act, to get you to actually move? I have people that will come in and will drop $5,000 on a program. And then they will disappear, never doing it. And then they wonder why nothing changes. And then they wonder why nothing's ever moving in the way that they actually want to move. So I want to ask you today, in this first half of the podcast here, because I haven't even gotten to my stacks, the first half of the podcast here, I want to ask you, what are you willing to invest in? Because the fact of the matter is you're already investing in something. It's not a matter of if you have the money or if you don't have the money. You're investing in something. This could be investing in shopping. This could be investing in Starbucks. This could be investing in new toys or gadgets or things that make you feel better about yourself. But the fact of the matter is, until you actually invest in the one thing that will change your mindset forever, which is your mind, your limiting beliefs, your thought process, the stories you have in head, unless you change that stuff, everything you add from the outside is just sedation. It's just external stuff to make you think or feel better, but it doesn't actually change your reality. It doesn't actually change who you are. So no matter how you grow, develop, or rise, you'll still be stuck mentally and emotionally inside of all this. Do you see this? This is a piece that you need to understand. Investment is a piece that happens for a long-term benefit. You don't see people that invest in things for a short-term benefit. This just is not what happens. Like, you see people that are putting funds into the stock market, into Roth IRAs, into different pieces that they're trying to develop. They're putting it into land deals. They're putting it into different pieces of real estate. They're not doing that so they can turn around and the next week get a profit. No, typically these are long-term investments. And when it comes to coaching, a lot of times people think, oh, well, this is a short-term cost that I will just throw out some money and then feel better in a couple of minutes and then I don't have to do anything. No, this is an investment that's going to pivot the rest of your life. So as a result, you have to think, what is the long-term ramifications of this $5,000 now versus the $100,000 it's going to cost you? because you didn't make a move, because you didn't move fast enough, because you didn't develop who you were in that moment. And instead, you kept going through the same type of cycle over and over and over again. This piece of investment, I think, is huge. And I want you to think about it, to ponder it today, your investment into you. What are you actually willing to invest into you? Because too often, investing into you is the last thing that you think about. When in reality, it is the one and only thing you can think about that will actually grow and develop who you are. Otherwise, you stay stuck and you don't move. So let's look a little bit into some of the stacks. Each week, I'm typically bringing some of the stacks, just the internal workings of my mindset to be able to help people break free from their own mindsets, their own thought process. Inside of this, we've been working through several different pieces. We've talked through this piece of trust. We've talked through trying to connect with God. There's been a lot of different spiritual pieces that have been circling around and going through everything recently. And recently, inside of all of this piece, I've been continuing to grow and rise and develop like who I am, trying to figure out what direction do I need to go inside of business. What needs to change? What needs to shift? What needs to happen? And one of the things that I came away from just this past weekend was simply the fact that I need to go back through and re-record a lot of my VSLs. Like a lot of videos that people see with me being like, hey, this is the challenge that I have. This is the call that I do. A lot of those videos lack power. Like they lack a connection. They lack this peace inside of me to be unlocked. Simply because I've grown and I've transformed more in the past 60 days, in the past year, in the past 2 years than what I ever have before. So as a result, there's this massive disconnect between some of my content and who I actually am. Like the growth that's happened isn't always shown inside the content because the content hasn't always been up to date. So we're working on keeping that up to date, growing, developing that. This past week, we attacked a lot of it with gratitude stacks because gratitude stacks, I think, are absolutely essential to be able to let go of everything else, to be able to trust God, to be able to move forward, to be able to find joy. So if you're struggling with this piece of contentment or joy, you probably don't have enough gratitude in your life. Now, some of you might be like, well, I do have gratitude. Well, you probably need to go deeper with the gratitude than just being like, well, I'm thankful for the trees today. I'm thankful for the grass. Like, you got to get really specific. Like, what are you thankful for and why? How does that feel and why? Like, what does that actually tell you and why? Like, going extremely detailed helps in this piece of showing gratitude. One of the things that I was really grateful for this past week was just being in California. My morning on Wednesday out in California started at 2:45 a.m. This whole piece, I had to get up super early because I had several things I needed to do. I had a one-on-one client that I had to talk to that's in Australia that normally I see on Eastern time, but we're in Pacific time. And so the time zone just, I was like, I'm not going to move it. I'm just going to do it. And I'm in this place of waking up super early. And one of the first things I do is I do a gratitude stack. I'm grateful because we're just out here. We're out in California. It's a time I've been able to connect and show up different here, planning ahead some of the year and connecting with Kayla and Sophia at the same time because they came out with me. It was an awesome experience. Like they were able to interact with me. They were able to interact with some of the guys and the gals out there that are coaches and just be able to see them, to be able to just hang out, have a good time and be a part of my life and get connected to that piece of my life. They know some about the people. They've interacted with the people, but now they're able to actually see, interact and be a part of that world. And so for instance, like in the mornings, Kayla would go to the gym and I'd have Sophia and would have her for about an hour before my meetings would start at 8 a.m. And so Sophia would be hanging out in the conference room with me and interacting with the different guys and gals as they would come in. And it was awesome. It was just a different experience of me being able to involve in, be able to have my family there with me. Really cool. And them to be able to see the people that I interact with and the people I interact with, be able to see them. It was really cool. Inside of this, I've seen being able just to express feelings and emotions over and over. Stacking has been one of the biggest things to help release that in a positive way. Sometimes when we get to a place of stacking, I don't know where to start. Then when I don't know what to say, I just start. I just do it. Even if I run out of things to say and my mind feels totally blank, just do it. This is one of the things that I know I show up with consistently. Is I just show up consistent, just doing the things I know I need to do, creating in my mind this idea that there's not an option not to do what's required. There's not an option not to stack, not to get my emotions out, not to get my feelings out. There's just this piece of saying, hey, I'm going to do it no matter what. There's this piece too of gratitude, of just understanding and seeing God's goodness, his provision over my life over the past couple of years. I know that he provides and he's there. But at the same time, I haven't asked much of him in regards to the relationship that I'm trying to form that is deeper and more connected with than anything else ever before. I know I need to continue into greater depths of who I am and how I'm showing up. And so inside of this, there's a piece of, we often think of communicating to God and sometimes asking, but one of the pieces that came out even inside of counsel was one guy sharing that the whole example of prayer needing to be a persistent, not this like begging piece, but this piece of like, hey, I'm here and I'm moving forward. Are you going to be here with me? And God always answers yes. But sometimes there's this piece of doubt inside of me wondering, is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this direction I'm supposed to go? What does this actually mean? There's so much noise in the world. There's so much noise in the life that we live. And so getting to a place of thinking, how do I cut through this? How do I cut the noise? So part of what I'm even thinking through is, how do I make sure I'm developing the right time for me, for my energy, for my thought process, for my mindset, so things don't hold me back, so things don't keep me sedated, so things don't overwhelm me and keep me from how I'm actually supposed to go. My job inside of all of this is just letting go of knowing the path. We've talked about this before. It just keeps coming up. Sometimes people think when you stack, you're going to immediately eradicate it and it's going to be gone forever. And I wish that was the case. And that's the case a lot of times. But also on the flip side, there's many times where you're going to stack the same thing over and over and over again, knowing that the more that you do it, the more clear you will get. Because it's this piece of just letting go. God has been fighting with me for a while to let go of different things. And this is the interesting part, because it's not a physical letting go. It's not this piece where I'm holding on to, I'm holding on to this money and I have to let it go, right? Or I'm holding on to this thing and I have to physically let it go. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this piece of God saying, let go of control. Let go of the things that you want to control. Let go of the life that you're trying to control. Let go of all these different pieces that I can actually use and work through you. And it's been weird because I keep trying to let go in different ways, or I keep trying to let go by still controlling it. I still try to let go in different ways, but God keeps saying, let go. I don't really know what this means. So as I'm saying it, it's not like it's this piece of I know exactly what I'm supposed to let go or how I'm supposed to let go. I just know that God keeps saying let go. I know part of it goes back to a piece of control. I want to control things. I want to control the impact of people around me. I want to control the impact that others have on my thought process, my mindset. I want to control my safety. I want to control things that are around me. There's a big piece of narcissism that wants to control. There's a big piece of Enneagram 8 that wants to control. There's a big piece of high D on the DISC profile that wants to control, because this piece of control feels like safety, but in reality, it just is limiting me from being who I'm called to be. So when God says let go, it's this piece of letting go of control and letting him have control, which feels like physical death, which feels like I'm dying, which feels like the most awful thing you can think of. So I have to realize when I get stuck inside of the things that I'm struggling with, I have to let go and go to God. Like I have to let go and give it to him. That's it. I wrote down here, when I get stuck inside of business, I need to run to God. When I get stuck inside of being, I need to run to God. When I get stuck inside of balance, I need to run to God. When I get stuck inside of body, I need to run to God. It's so easy to forget that he has all the answers. I don't, and I can rely on him for all of it. I just have to show up and ask him. So often I'm not asking him for the guidance that I need to ask for. I'm not looking for the direction that I need to step into. I'm not opening up the doors to hear what he has to say to me. Why? Because of fear. Because I get so far, then I doubt. I think, well, I must not be the guy. I must not be the right direction. I need to go and start to define everything based on one thing. What happens if I flip the script? I could easily do a sales call and someone say no, then my mind could easily go to, well, I'm not good enough. This isn't what I'm supposed to do, because then everyone's going to say no to me. Well, what if I flip that? Say I do a sales call and someone says yes, then my mind could go, this is amazing. This is what I'm called to do. And I see this, then it's verified. This means that everyone will say yes because it's so life-changing. Creating my own story, my own perspective that trumps all the other perspectives that are vying for my attention, and stick with the story that gets me in the direction that I need to go. that God will give me when I'm ready for in terms of leadership and development. It's not a business problem. It's a being problem. It's a spiritual problem. It always is. So many times people think, oh, I've got this business problem. No, you don't. 9 times out of 10, you don't have a business problem, because once you're aligned with who you actually are, once you're aligned mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, relationship-wise, everything in business falls into play. The problem is, you might be listening to this today and your business isn't working because your relationship is shit. Like, your relationship is falling apart, and as a result, it's affecting every single aspect of your life. You're trying to run your business and you can't run your business because he keeps telling you that you're not good enough. You can't run your business or make decisions because he's belittled you so much you're not even sure if you can trust yourself. He's gaslit you into believing an alternate version of reality, so when you try to make a decision, you're doubting what is actually real. So I have to actually switch the frame on what I'm believing and understand that in order to change the story that I'm believing and seeing in my life, if I switch my frame, if I switch my thought process, my perspective, what happens to my confidence? It skyrockets. What happens to my certainty? It will explode. How will this affect my business and what I do inside of sales? It will convert like crazy simply because of the certainty and the inspiration that I'll be able to show and give there inside of a call. Because of the simple fact that I know the direction I'm going. I know what I'm called to be. I'm giving up. I'm letting go. And I'm flipping the script. And instead of viewing it in a negative version or negative light, I'm saying, hey, this is actually the direction I know I'm going to go. This is one of the pieces that came up inside of council this past week out in California. This aspect of just going. There's a piece of me that knows that I'm going to win. And I don't mean win as far as just a competition with other people, but I'm going to win this aspect of life because I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep showing up saying, okay, what do I need to do different today? What needs to change? What needs to modify? How do I show up different compared to what I showed up yesterday? And there's this piece that as it gets difficult and as it gets hard, there's going to be many people that are going to slow down, that are going to question, that are going to get to a place of comparison, that are going to get to a place where they're thinking about it and not actually moving. And in those moments, that's when I will move. And in the next moment, that is when I will move and continue to develop who I am on a day-to-day basis. You see, this process is extreme investment. It's investing in who I am on a day-to-day basis with my time of getting up at 4 a.m. every single day so I can stack, so I can meditate, so I can pray, so I can rewire my mindset. And saying, hey, I'm going to invest $70,000, over $150,000 the past 2-4 years just to be able to say, I'm going to grow who I am. I'm going to transform from the inside out. And as from that place, I can then turn around and lead others to liberation, to lead others to freedom. Whether that's a woman that's trapped in a toxic relationship looking for freedom, or that's a man that has been showing up as a liar and a cheater for so many years and actually wants the difference and the change. If that's you today and you want help with this, your woman trapped in a toxic relationship, go to robmotivationscoaching.com. Listen to the testimonials there. Listen to other women that have actually been transformed through this process. If you're a man and you've been a toxic person, you've shown up abusive, or you've shown up as a liar or a cheater, and you're not sure how to fix yourself, much less fix your relationship, then I want you to go to robmotivations.com. Click on the one-on-ones, and there's an option there for you to click on the guy side, saying, hey, this is what's actually going on. Because I want to provide an outlet for both people. Now, if you're any of the other people, so let's say if you're a guy that's been cheated on and abused by a narcissist, I don't have a good option for you. I don't work with those guys. You can go to Ed Baxter, who runs Genuine Attraction. He can help you there. If you're a female narcissist, I don't work with you either. I don't really have them show up, and I don't have a group for you. But if you're a woman that's trapped in a toxic relationship looking for freedom, go to rawmotivationscoaching.com. If you're a man that's trapped in this piece of continuing to show up as a liar and a cheater and abuser, then go to rawmotivations.com and then click on the one-on-ones and set up a time and let's talk. I just want to be able to share with you the time, the investment, the amount of stuff that I'm doing to change my life. If you just learn an ounce of that, if you just learn 10% of the things that I've learned over the past couple of years, it will transform your life because it'll help you see a different version of reality. It'll open up your eyes to a different mindset, different thought process for you to actually show up and be the person you're called to be. If I can help you with that, we'd love to talk to you. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day, and we'll see y'all next week.